The nature of a skeptic generally, though, is not necessarily someone who doesn't believe that unusual things can happen then. It's that you look at it with a more, I guess, varied eye, a little more scientific, a little more hesitant before you jump and believe. Would that be pretty accurate?
Yeah, it would. And to refine that slightly more is to say that we're looking for natural explanations. Before we say something is out of this world, let's first make sure that it's not in this world. And by that I mean, let's look for a sort of natural explanation, a human cause, before we look for a superhuman cause.
Yet you do believe in some supernatural events?
No.
Actually. Oh, my call.
Well, okay, here's the problem. What do you mean by supernatural?
Let me say this. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
You don't believe in ghosts?
No.
Do you believe that there could be beings that live in this universe beyond our planet? Intelligent beings?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe they visited us?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you don't believe that.
But it's not a matter of sort of ticking off the checklist. It's really a way of, it's more of a matter of asking how it is we know these different things.
Do you believe in ESP, extrasensory perception, that some people are more intuitive, let's say, than others?
No, I don't.
Michael!
I don't, because no one has ever passed any controlled experiments. The kinds of levels of evidence that would be required for any kind of medical or scientific claim, the ESP people have never passed those tests. And if you leave out the goofy television psychic type folks, for over a century now, scientists have studied very rigorously with controlled experiments ESP, and inevitably, they never get statistically significant results, the kind of results you need, say, like with the cold fusion debacle, where no one could replicate the original findings of Pons and Fleischmann. And if you can't replicate the findings of claimed significance, then it's probably pathological science or pseudoscience. It's not that unusual things don't happen. Unusual things happen all the time. The question is, why do they happen, and what's the explanation? And when there isn't a consistent replication of results like with cold fusion or ESP, it's best to just remain skeptical until those corroborative tests come in.
Do you believe in miracles?
It depends how you define a miracle. If you mean by a miracle like a million-to-one odds of something happening, sure, those kinds of things happen all the time. As I like to say, million-to-one odds happen 8 times a day in New York City. You know, there's 8 million people, and if you have enough stuff going on, the law of large numbers says inevitably unusual things will happen if there's enough stuff happening. If you mean by miracle a suspension of natural law in which a divine being reaches down into our world, something like that,
yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh, my. Okay.